From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block, and we begin this hour on the campaign trail with President Obama. He spent part of this Labor Day the way he's spent the last four, visiting with union members in the upper Midwest. The president attended a United Auto Workers rally in Toledo, where he talked up the benefits of the federal government's auto industry rescue.
Ohio, we're not about to take a knee and do nothing. We weren't going to give up on your jobs and your families and your communities. We weren't going to let Detroit go bankrupt or Lordstown go bankrupt or Toledo go bankrupt. I stood with American workers. I stood with American manufacturing. I believed in you. I bet on you. I'll make that bet any day of the week. And because of that bet, 3 years later, that bet is paying off for America.
Now, Labor Day is traditionally the start of the final push in the presidential campaign, but today the president is mixing campaigning and official business. After his Toledo rally, he's traveling to Louisiana for a tour of the damage done by Hurricane Isaac. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president. He joins me now. And Scott, the president's speaking there in Toledo, a big auto manufacturing town. Tell us about the mood at this year's Labor Day bash.
Well, obviously, Melissa, a lot more upbeat than it was during the president's first Labor Day in office, when the fate of the auto industry was still very much uncertain. The president had breakfast this morning with three auto workers, two of whom had been laid off when Chrysler went bankrupt. And now all three are working again. And so this is a part of his campaign message wherever he goes, but he certainly gave that piece, the auto recovery, a little extra oomph here in Toledo today.
And the Ohio economy overall is doing a bit better than the rest of the country. I think unemployment is a bit under the national rate. How does that factor into the race and what the president had to say today?
Well, I think it helps. Unemployment here is more than a full point below the national average. And as the president reminded people here, as if they needed any reminding, a lot of those are auto jobs. The president quoted Ohio's Republican governor, John Kasich, who'd been talking up job creation in Ohio at the Republican convention last week. Mr. Obama takes a lot of credit for that. So whatever people around the country might say about whether they feel better off now than they did 4 years ago, there are a lot of folks in Ohio who have definitely seen their economic situation improve on Mr. Obama's watch.
The president also threw in a little jab at Mitt Romney today, referring to his economic plan as his secret sauce. What's the contrast that the president's trying to draw there?
It sounds as if the president and his speechwriter spent some time watching college football over the weekend. He mocked Romney for coming to Ohio last week and saying that America needs a new economic coach. The problem, Mr. Obama said, is that Americans have seen the Republican playbook. And he described that playbook as first down, hike taxes on the middle class to give a tax break to the wealthy. Second down, strip away consumer protections. And on third down, go for a Hail Mary and radically alter Medicare. So the president joked that his advice is just to punt that plan away.
Okay, so football analogies and secret sauce all blended into one. Mr. Obama had originally planned a second event in Ohio today. In Cleveland, that event was canceled. He's going down to Louisiana, as we mentioned. What's he going to be doing there?
He's going to be traveling to St. John the Baptist Parish, which suffered some heavy flooding as a result of Hurricane Isaac. More than 3,000 people had to be evacuated from the parish. A lot of people there are still without power. St. John the Baptist Parish sits to the west and north of New Orleans and west of Lake Pontchartrain. And a storm surge off that lake and others is what flooded the parish. Mr. Obama will be touring that area, and he'll get an update on recovery efforts from both state and local officials.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley traveling with President Obama. Scott, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Melissa.